What's been accomplished with these new labels?
Well, you know, we wanted to prevent application during temperature inversions. We wanted to reduce the wind speed to help ensure that that was a possibility. And the new label, while it may narrow the application time, it's also going to allow this technology to be used. And moving forward, we're going to look at creating a task force, including industry, grower groups, and the department, to determine how we can encourage stewardship moving forward.
What's the primary difference now in Missouri versus everywhere else where these applications are concerned?
Well, in Arkansas, they did a complete ban for 120 days. And in Tennessee, their rule uses similar timeframes to Missouri in order to prevent the temperature inversions from happening.
Is there, do you happen to know, are there special labels being issued for other states?
You know, I don't know if either of these two states are looking at new labels right now. We've kind of been pretty focused on what we could do here in Missouri to get this product back in the hands of the farmers who needed it, but at the same time putting some safeguards in place to make sure that it was used in a way that was friendly to the neighbors and those around them.
So when the temporary ban was imposed, what idea did you have at the time that it would be this short a time before it would be resolved?
Well, you know, I was really confident that we could get this done quickly because of the cooperation with the people who were involved in this, both the grower groups and industry. You know, everybody wanted to find a quick and easy resolution that would offer some safeguards to neighbors, but also allow the farmers who had purchased that chemical to be able to use it.
Do you have a sense of did it cause any chaos or confusion, this ban?
Well, you know, change is never easy, and so we realized that this was not something that was being planned for by farmers, and that's why we wanted to act so quickly. We wanted to make sure that this pause was as temporary as possible so that they could continue on in their farming operations. When you're dependent on weather, that's a challenge, and so it was really important to us to make sure that we got this tool back into the hands of farmers so that they could take care of their crops that they needed to use this tool on.
One of the requirements or restrictions is that it has to be applied by someone with a certification. Who could apply it before? Did they not have to have an applicator certification to do this?
Well, you know, a lot of farmers have other staff who may not actually have their pesticide applicator license. And so we just wanted to ensure as a safeguard that the people who were using this product had actually went through the training from the pesticide applicators license training. And that's just a safeguard. You know, this is just a pilot program that we're trying to see if it's going to be successful moving forward. But like I said, we're going to create a task force moving forward so that we can look at all options and see what's going to work best. But we just wanted to offer a level of protection for the farmers who are going to be using this crop protection tool.
And finally, what indication, if any, do you have that damage was from the old formulation of dicamba?
Well, you know, right now we're still having ongoing investigations, so it's too early for us to tell if it was old chemistry or the new chemistry. Old chemistry wasn't supposed to be being used right now anyway, but we went ahead and put the stop sale in place for all of those technologies, the older technologies, to make sure that the rules were being enforced and followed. You know, we don't know that it was being used, but we just wanted to put that safeguard in place to make sure that going forward, our neighbors to each other, farmers want to be good neighbors. They want to be sure they could protect their neighbors.
Is there anything you'd like to add to this?
Well, you know, I just think it's really important for people to realize that this is a tough situation and there are no winners in this situation, and we're trying to do the best we can to represent all farmers on each side of this issue. And so that's what we will continue to do moving forward, as well as to make sure that we can protect and promote our industry in a positive fashion.